Blog Talk Radio.
Who the fuck is typing in my ear, nigga?
Mario playing video games.
Oh, oh my fault. My phone was right next to the controller.
Yo, yo, and yo, you know who it is. Your boy. It's your boy. Since the Sis, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about Sis. But you know the nigga got the market for it with the K, though. Anyways, with my niggas this evening. I really don't know what the fuck we was going to go with for the second show, but we was over here bickering and arguing about some other shit. Is that the route y'all want to go?
I'm with it.
All right, so we did the most aggravating video game. Okay, right.
Yep.
Ah, you know what? What would you say it would have been? And I had to put this all in the same category. The easiest and most whacked fucking game you have ever played.
You said the easiest game?
I said easiest slash whackest. He said he played the Geico version of I ain't gonna go there.
Bro, I don't remember the name of it.
I can't even pull out the joke. I don't even remember the name of the damn shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Gex, nigga.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was Gex. Yeah.
Gex.
PlayStation 1 classic bullshit.
Gex went hard, though. Fuck out of here.
Nigga, fuck out of here. You say Gex, nigga. I say Spyro, nigga. Fuck what you mean.
They both went hard.
Now, you know game was weak as shit, but Gungrave.
Yo. And I was really excited for that shit, too, bro. And I saw the ratings and shit. I was like, okay.
I ain't never played it.
Never, nigga? Oh, shit. No. I'll try to think, bro. You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I'm about to pull a racing game out. The easiest slash wackest fucking game, and it was so easy to fucking, I don't know, maybe just for me. It was easy for me to sit there, shoot my shit up, and just fucking kill niggas. That Gran Turismo 3, nigga, please. Please, pack that shit up. And guess what? Pack that shit up. Oh, Lord. You know what? I'm over here talking to myself. These bitch-ass niggas left me on the line by myself. That is so fucked up. One moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to call these fools. They said they reconnect my ass. That was cool. It's your boy, Sensei. We 5 minutes in, so it's just not that bad. You get the rest of my hosts back on the line. Yo, you got everybody or no?
Do I have everybody?
Nah, call that fool.
Hold up, let me call it.
You see, we should go
over now. It ain't gonna go over now because you called me. it ain't gonna merge.
You can't sit there. Hold on, what you mean? He's on the other line with you?
No. I'm saying when somebody called me and I called somebody else, they ain't gonna let me merge. I had to call both parties, like, and then merge.
That's what I just had to fucking do. Man, hold on. I'm about to text these niggas a number. Just tell them to call through the show. Fuck this shit. This is too much, bro. This is too much. Say ha. Call the show, Negro. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is so unprofessional.
Are we still live, Charlemagne?
Oh, we are still live on right the fuck now.
We're still alive, Charlamagne? Okay. Okay. This punk ass nigga, Fabulous. I let him drop my top. I got an indoor pool and outdoor pool. I got an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court, nigga.
Yeah, he said that his daughter right next to him getting homeschooled, and he blessed.
I let him drop my top. First of all, he don't want me to send them booty goons at him. I got niggas that will put it in his booty, nigga.
Oh, Lord. We airing niggas out. They ain't even here to defend they, bruh. Hold on now. See, watch. This nigga gonna.
Charlamagne, we live.
Rich, if you don't ask your effing mother. No, actually, no. Rich, if you don't mother call this damn lineup.
Let me stop cussing. But this punk ass nigga.
It's when you start bleeping shit out on your own. You don't need the, you know, you don't need the guy in the back.
Yo, let me continue the discussion. I just thought about the hardest game. It just hit me, bro. PlayStation 1. I doubt anybody heard of it except for me. But Jersey Devil, bro.
Hell no, I heard of that. Damn. What?
Yeah. One of the hardest games ever, nigga.
See. Man, I'm sitting here still over here fucking thinking, my nigga. Like,
nigga, you said
that. This nigga said Sims. He said Sims Urban.
Herb Sims in the Sea.
Oh yes, bro.
Hold on, that game was kind of hard though.
What? It really was though. I'm not saying it went in, but we're just saying it was fucking hard as shit. It's like trying to build your own thing. We playing SimCity 2000. That was a hard game.
Hey, I can't play them type of games. My bros can, but I can't play them type.
You said my brain cells.
I said my bros can.
Nah, nigga, I said your brain. Ah, shit, I'm trying to think on that note. We're going to keep on going. Oh, shit, you know what? I forgot, nigga. Yo, the original Mafia.
Of course.
Was on PS2, nigga.
Of course.
I totally lost all sight of that. I thought that was just the last gen. Oh, shit.
You know that Mafia 3 coming though, right?
Yo, and if y'all niggas haven't played Mafia 2, you got the Xbox Live. That's free for all gold member accounts. I'm promoing for, you know what I'm saying, Microsoft himself, he called me. that's the new Nah, Mafia 2 was something serious, my nigga. Mafia 2 was something serious.
Mafia 2 was something serious, but it pissed me off knowing that they cut, like half of the game out due to rushing. Like they got rushed or whatever to put the game out or whatever. And so half the shit that was supposed to be in the game ain't even in the game because they got the code for all the stuff that was supposed to be in the game, like, coded into the game, but it's not in the game.
See. Or y'all fuck niggas, excuse me, y'all developers, y'all sit there, and this is another thing I hate. This is something I really, you know, I'm going to tell you two things I hate. And I'm going to go with Epic Games first because y'all some fuck niggas for this shit. You remember when Gears 2 came out? I know you a Sony head, but you remember when Gears 2 came out, nigga?
I remember when Gears 1 came out, nigga.
Yeah, he said 1. Woo! Well, you know, that was hosted. I mean, there was no host migration. There was no servers with that. You know what I'm saying? We all running off of whoever Xbox damn hosted.
But that don't mean I ain't hear about the multiplayer, though. And
you talk about the slackness? The slackness, bro, you feel me? Don't get me wrong. I understand the first 2, 3, 4 days, that's going to be hard, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got all the motherfuckers all jumping on at once. I get that. But when a nigga tell you, hey, we did this, 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 and this. Oh, by the way, for online, we got dedicated servers. I should fuck. What's his name, bro? Bro, blasphemy for me not knowing my man's name. But
Levinsky, nigga.
I couldn't get his last name out, so you know. You're a fuckboy for that. Damn well. For my man leaving Konami, bro, and joining possibly with Epic, I'm pretty sure they signed a deal. Maybe not. You know, shout out to North Carolina. I'm glad your bitch ass out. Yes. Kojima's, they talk about Kojima joining with Epic Games, bro.
What?
Yeah, he fucking left Konami like fucking 5-6 months ago, fool.
I know he left Konami, but no, I'm not joining no fucking Epic Games.
Epic, I feel like that would be dope because he got that storyline based shit. I mean, he can paint that visual for you. Hopefully he won't hit you with no 45-minute cutscene like he did us on Metal Gear 4, but you know what I'm saying? He'll definitely paint you the picture. Hey,
speaking of Konami, fuck y'all. Y'all some bitches. We about to have the dopest horror game, and y'all niggas want to shelve it.
Not only that, I just feel like a lot of the games that were coming out underneath, you know, saying that company, I felt like they were half-assed games. Good ideas, you know what I'm saying? Nice run with it. But we come short in the fucking marathon, nigga. We gassed out halfway. I don't like that shit. And that's what games are nowadays anyways. You understand? Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Even then, for you Call of Duty heads, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, man.
Bro, man, you can't say nothing. From Call of Duty 3 and before that was the shit. Actually, Call of Duty 4 and before that was the shit. Nobody can say nothing between from 1 to 4. After that, have a field day. But shit, before niggas start hitting you with the 6-hour interval of you gonna play through this campaign and it's over, nigga. Back in the day, you might bust out 13. That was light. 13 was light. Do you remember having to play a fucking video game, nigga, and it took you like 20-30 hours? Not a lot of games nowadays are like that.
Only games where I can think of that only put in that kind of hours are RPGs and action-adventure type games, bro.
Oh, my bad. We got this nigga, you know, the ghost himself. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The man in the shadow. I mean, darkness. I mean, you know, smile for a nigga.
Smile. Bruh.
Can I make a comment where niggas made a comment at real quick? Because I can't let this shit slide because he really just stated some buffoonery.
What is that?
This nigga said Call of Duty 4 and back.
Don't say, bruh.
Was nice.
Call of Duty 4 and
time
back
out.
Was
time
nice,
out.
Nigga.
Time out.
All right.
I'm not here to debate. I'm just here to state facts. Okay. And I'm going to say this one statement, and this is going to overrule everything because it overruled everything when it happened.
Whatever. I'll love to hear this shit.
Halo 2.
Oh my God.
Single-handedly.
I knew he was going to do that.
I knew it. Something told me this nigga was
going to
say it.
Because, bro, I'm tired of niggas. Everybody wants to talk about Call of Duty. But, like I tell niggas, if it was not for Halo, Call of Duty would not be Call of Duty. Period. That's because Halo single-handedly changed.
So you said Call of Duty
would have
been like Medal of Honor, nigga? You said Call of Duty was like Medal of Honor back then, nigga?
Yes, bro, because that's
what
happened when I played the first one.
What's Medal of Honor, though, nigga? I ain't talking about Medal of Honor Airborne.
Nothing. Okay, you want to know what it's like? You want to know what it's like? Medal of Honor and Call of Duty, to me, is like SOCOM and Rainbow Six.
Hold on. You can't
SOCOM is a classic.
And Ghost Recon. SOCOM and Ghost Recon. We're going to go back to that. That was a little, that
right.
was blasphemy
it's like
right
that.
There.
You know
that
what I'm saying? Like, don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. Medal of Honor is a classic. But I like Medal of Honor harder than Call of Duty. But when Call of Duty get made, they come up, they superseded them. We ain't played. When the last time has niggas played a Ghost
Airborne,
Recon video game?
Ghost Recon. I played Ghost Recon Futuristic Soldier, nigga. That was the shit. Shout out to my amigos.
Grawl is so trash.
Are you fucking kidding? No, that's the best. No. I'm talking about the one they just dropped. They just dropped maybe like 2, 3, 4 years ago. That was
yeah,
like six.
I had it. Fuck all the Grawls, nigga. Fuck all Ghost
that
Recon.
That ain't Grawl, though, nigga. You say, bro, okay. That was futuristic. Grawl was something that was now. You feel me? That was now. And you can't tell me Grawl was bullshit, because Grawl 1 and 2, nigga, the fucking servers were bumping for more than a year. So you can't tell me. You might have to be the only nigga that wasn't fucking with Ghost Recon. But that's cool, though, because back then you had SOCOM 1, 2, 3, and that bullshit ass Combined Assault. Well, no, Combined Assault was straight, because that was actually spinoff for 3. What the fuck was it? The PS3 version? The from Slant 6? Fuck Slant 6, by the way. Y'all fucking destroyed a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? RIP to Zipper Interactive. You know what I'm saying?
I want to throw this in there, too. You know what I'm saying? Whoever the fuck decided, and I remember niggas brought it up real quick, and I tried to, you know what I'm saying, say it then, but whoever decided to go against not putting out PT is like the biggest fucking idiot in life ever. Just want to throw that out there. The game PT.
We were just talking about Konami. I said, fuck Konami for shelving the Silent Hills, because that's what PT was turned, because
pretty
PT
much
stand for playable teaser. That's just a demo. But the real name of it was just Silent Hills. But they shelved
right,
it.
Right, but that playable demo or whatever the fuck it was so fucking crazy that they banned it from even being continued. Like, and the crazy thing is, when I sat up and did my research on it, I kind of don't blame them. Like, that game would have sparked that game was like 10 years ahead of its time. And the reason why it was like 10 years ahead of its time is because when the smoke cleared, if they would have released it, it would have done just like Halo 2 did. Don't everybody fuck with it. But it don't really hit as much because you have so much other shit to go for, or there's so much other shit going on. So when you deal with a game that touches you psychologically, it's going to fuck you up. So now every game that you play, you're expecting it to be like this. You know what I'm saying? You're expecting it to have this aspect, and then that's you talking about having first person shooters with cutscenes and all this extra shit, and then next thing you know, they're trying to hit you psychologically. Now you fucked up all from this one game, because that's what they do. They all bite off each other anyway. You know what I'm saying? They take the nice thing you did and apply it to the next game.
I gotta add some. We was talking about the most aggravating game. Scratch everything I said. The hardest, most bullshitted game I have ever fucking played, and I'm putting this on air, quote me, Manhunt was some bullshit.
Woo!
If anybody played Manhunt, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly
Woo!
What I'm talking about when that game was bullshit. Yo, man.
Twisted Metal Black.
I heard that too. It's just my personal opinion. I thought Manhunt was a little overrated, but maybe I'm tripping.
I thought that game, I mean, even if it was overrated, just the difficulty of it, like I said, there was a lot of bullshit.
Because
it was like
opinion,
one of them games,
thought,
like you play like one of them like RPG games and shit, and or even then, I'm going to just compare it to Candy Crush, nigga. You play Candy Crush or any of that bullshit ass, right? And you play it for a full day, and they don't give you enough pieces. But all of a sudden, you play it the next day. Oh, it's all of a sudden easy now because these niggas made it light.
Yo, what's that game? What's that game with the dude? He went to prison or whatever, and then he turned into a monster and shit. That I like more than Manhunt, but I cannot remember the name of it right now.
You want to know a stupid ass game? And it's a computer game, and I'm mad because I might say it wrong. But my little brother put me on to the game, bro. It's a scary game. It's about this dude who fucking went to like this old asylum with a fucking camcorder, bro. The only thing you can do is run. You run from niggas, bro. Like, dog, that game crazy as fuck. Niggas, you'll be walking, bro. Like, literally,
You talking about like a fatal frame? Are you talking about like a kind of fatal frame, nigga?
I want to say it's called.
You want me to say it? I'll say it. I know the name of it.
What is it called? You know what it's called?
It's called Outlast.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Outlast. Bro, that fucking game, bro. Like, the dynamics of that game is so fucked up. Like, you'll be walking, bro. And then, like, the nigga will be chasing you. And you literally see the bed. And you climb under the bed damn near right in front of this nigga, bro. And he won't see you. But then, the one time you in the cut, this nigga walk right up to you. Come here. Like what the fuck? How did they allow that?
What would y'all say? Oh, my bad. Go ahead, son. My bad.
I was going to say the DLC for Outlast is even crazier than the main game. Like, because they got this one dude, he literally falls in love with you, dog. Like he kidnaps you, and then he falls in love with you. He trying to turn you to a chick, nigga. Like, when you get captured, he trying to turn you to a chick, nigga. So when you move the camera, nigga, you look down, you realize you butt ass nigga. He got the fucking sawdust. He got the saw going on, bro. He about to chop off your shit.
See, that's too much, bro.
Yeah, no, you about to cut your dick off, bro. You about to cut all your manhood, bro.
Everything. He said open flaps, guys. Yo, what would you say would have been the scariest like survival horror game that you ever played?
Are we talking about as a kid? Because if we talking about that,
how about
then, I'm like, if you do the as a kid part, like, that's kind of different because a lot of shit scares you as a kid. But when you get older, you try to go back or whatever, it's not the same because the graphics is all out, super outdated and cheesy and shit.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Resident Evil 1, nigga, with that tentacle pop out the damn water fountain, nigga. You got the surround sounds. It's dark as shit. It's 12 o'clock at night, nigga. Fuck that, bro.
I had the director's cut. And what happened on the director's cut is you got to the end of the fucking game, and that bitch-ass nigga, I'll be standing in the fucking lab, and that bitch-ass nigga got that damn claw. And this nigga hit you one time, nigga, and it's over, nigga, dead, over. You automatically die, bro. It's like Resident Evil 4 where they had that with that chainsaw, nigga, bro. Like, but...
Yo, okay. Speaking on Resident Evil, bro, 4 was kind
Nemesis
of...
Nemesis was the scariest one, bro, to me.
Don't you dare say it, because Resident Evil 4 went hard, bro.
Bro, are you serious? Okay, as far as the game itself, yes. As far as the game itself, yes. But as far
six,
as
six
you talk about
one,
going
though.
Back to the basis of what Resident Evil is, fuck
six
no.
Is
Are you serious? I'm gonna tell you why.
Six was the coldest one because they got it right. The story is just trash. The story is trash. It's all over the place. It's too much going on. But the dynamics, the mechanics of the game, how the characters, you know, interact with each other, how you have to play that game with more, you have to play it with somebody in order to get the full, you know what I'm saying? In order to
you
get
know
the
what?
Full,
I ain't gonna lie. The Resident Evil 4, actually, let me reframe. Resident Evil 4 was the shit. When they revamped it, was the shit.
When they revamped
I loved it. I loved it. Don't like the Wii U, the Wii edition. Fuck that shit. Never use that, bull. But 5, and that's what I meant to say.
I hate
sorry, 5. 5, bro. Dog.
S.
And you know, I had to connect back in the day. That little full bullshit player's choice down the street, man. I used to get my games like 2 weeks early. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get that. Man, I was so disappointed after like an hour or two of playing that shit. I'm like, bro, is this an action game? Or
I like 6. Because 6 still had it, but I can't lie, 6 was just some bullshit. You and Chris fucking crashed a plane, and y'all niggas live like y'all are perfectly fine. Y'all ain't fucked up nothing. Like,
you talk
like,
about
what?
When they went through downtown? Huh? You talk about that downtown scene and shit when it first happened?
Yeah, then my man kept popping up out of nowhere, and then they just kept throwing like extra dumbass shit into the game. Like, little dumb shit. Like, no fucking biting dumbass dog, but they're just throwing like extra shit into it. Like, out of nowhere, as soon as you think it's over, some random ass person just popped the fuck up out of nowhere. Then Chris is a bitch the whole game. You feel me?
Question, though. Have y'all ever, speaking of how whack that shit is, have y'all ever played Raccoon City?
I think I did try to play it. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Bro, that would have been the best. That would have been so ill, bro, but they fucked it up so bad. And not even for the storyline itself, because the storyline had nothing to fucking do with. Like, that had nothing to do with. But the game itself, this is what I meant. I'm going back to my comment before. Fuck you, Slant 6. Y'all are dead at a lot of shit. A lot. Companies are going down to no fucking drain because y'all niggas want to touch the fucking damn title, bro. I'm not cool with that.
Who ready for that Resident Evil 2 remake, though? It's coming.
Right. Because, the first remake, you know what I mean? I was like, hell yeah. So you got to do 2. Actually, we got to go to fucking, what was it called?
What,
Cold Veronica, whatever the fuck it's
Cold
called.
Veronica X,
Yeah.
They ain't going to remake that one anytime soon, though.
I know. That's Hoop Dreams right there. In the words of Rich, in the words of F-Zero, Hoop Dreams.
Resident Evil 2 was Hoop Dreams until like this
last
year. When they brought back the Resident Evil remake, but this time they put it on the PlayStation 4, and now January of next year they put out the remake of Resident Evil Zero on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And then after that, they remaking RE2 from the ground up, nigga. I mean, it's not going to be completely different, but they just going to up the models and all that shit. But,
Can I say something real quick? Microsoft, I love y'all to death, but Killer Instinct is like the worst fucking game I have ever played in my life, nigga.
I gotta say this too, bro. A lot of people said, from at least on the Xbox standpoint, especially like the startup, you know, the first couple games that launched within that, you know what I'm saying, that year time frame, the majority of them were, you know what I mean,
they need to bring back Bloody Roar. That's all I'm
saying. Yo, you ain't lying.
I agree.
You ain't lying.
They need to bring back DOA.
Hey, we're gonna keep it real though. Mortal Kombat X, you know what I'm saying, all day. Shout out to my nigga Smoke, you know what I'm saying. Disappear on niggas.
D.O.A.
Fuck,
D.O.A.
Did he just say dead or alive, bro? Kill yourself. Nah.
D.O.A. D.O.A. Nigga. What? D.O.A. was
man,
so fucking
bro.
Nice.
First of all, before we start talking about who looked like Baraka, nigga, you feel me? But come on, dog. Then you both know, right? But DOA don't have shit on shit. Because we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it real for a second. And I'm going to take it to this level. Tekken Tag Team, the first one, I'll take over Dead or Alive. Just saying.
And that's why I say DOA. And the reason why I say DOA is because Tekken, along with Mortal Kombat, like,
overdid it. Like, it to me, like, it's like there's nothing else you can do with that game. There's nothing else you can do with Mortal Kombat. Nothing. Other than, like, make different fatalities and try to bring, implement kind of new shit. But,
so you're,
I mean,
telling,
it's,
so,
it's been the
I
same
mean,
shit. It's been
but
the same
you know
shit.
They
it's
haven't really came out.
Sega.
Man, but you know they haven't really came out with nothing since like Armageddon, you feel me? So it's kind of like the new gen, yeah, we kind of needed a new Mortal Kombat, at least one. At least one. I would have been cool with 9, bro, just to be real.
To be honest with you, I feel like for a new gen, fuck Mortal Kombat. If you're going to bring something back, bring back Tekken. If you're going to bring something back for the new gen, I would take Tekken.
No, I know what he means though, but like he means like really bring it back. I know what you mean.
Like if you're gonna,
as far as
right,
what,
like if you gonna bring some shit
what?
Back,
Tekken,
bring
bro,
that back.
The new Tekken, bro. The new Tekken is not. I don't know, bro. I played the PS3 little free version bullshit. I played the actual one. I wasn't you know what I'm saying, content with it, bro. I was kind of like. Because you always, like you said, when you was talking about, the horror shit, you know what I'm saying, like back in the day is different, you know what I'm saying, when you was a kid, it's the same shit with, you know, everything else. I'm going back to, like I said, Tekken Tag, you know what I'm saying, shit, even the originals, nigga, we talking Tekken 1, 2, you know what I'm saying, arcade days.
Once again,
I
why
need
I'm
that.
Saying DOA, the reason why I'm saying DOA is because everyone, even a bullshit-ass bullshit game, was nice. From day one, it was every game was nice. But from Dreamcast, nigga, crack, man.
I ain't gonna lie, though. When that first came out on Dreamcast, nigga, that DOA was so fucking pretty.
Can I be honest? I ain't gonna lie. I thought Dreamcast was like one of the coldest systems to ever flop.
It was too. It was ahead of its time, though, bro. It was like they bro, if they would have waited
the
maybe
Xbox.
Like 3-4 years, nigga. It'll yeah, pretty much. But see, Xbox
they did.
They
I was
did
about
it
to say
right.
They did. It's called Xbox.
No, Sega flopped over an accident, apparently, some shit like that. It was a misunderstanding between, like, two heads or whatever. So they, and, like, the sales wasn't even that bad. They was actually doing pretty good, but it was a big misunderstanding, and this shit got discontinued when it didn't need to be discontinued. And it just,
you
like,
know, niggas in the back, like, man, I think Sega damn conjuring some shit up. Nope.
Sega ain't
doing too good, period, bro. The company itself ain't doing good, period.
But
so,
they don't have to, bro. They still eating off Sonic royalties, bro. They're still
not,
eating off Sonic royalties,
I mean, they
royalties,
are,
bro.
But they not, bro. Sonic ain't even pushing like that no more, nigga. Me
but
see,
that's the catch.
That.
We're talking video games, bro. Video games is different, bro. So many, like, motherfuckers, you got motherfuckers out here that still play Chameleon Kid, nigga.
But
you
know
what I'm saying?
There's a difference, though. You can always get paid off of old shit. You can sit there and revamp it, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Shit.
They ain't revamped Chameleon Kid, nigga.
Well, I mean,
but
you
still
know
what
I mean, though. Like, you went to the marketplace, nigga. You had the damn Mortal Kombat Ultimate Collection, and it was all the old ones from 1 through 3. And Spaceworm Gym, whatever the fuck that's, Earthworm Gym, nigga.
Earthworm.
Like, I mean, like, bro, and a lot of these companies that made Doom games are not around, but the niggas that made it, or even then, the head nigga, and the people that sat there and made it, they're still getting a cut because,
see,
I mean, so that's something different. We're talking about progressing onto the next gen, you know what I'm saying? From PS4, Xbox One, and on.
With certain games, you can't do that. With certain games, you can't do that, which is why I feel like games like Mortal Kombat and shit, I feel like they need to take a bigger fucking break and make motherfuckers fiend for that shit. Because in reality, when you revamp something, it's like a hit or a miss, you feel me? And the reason why is
that's
because,
true.
Perfect example, Golden Axe. Perfect example. Golden Axe is a classic, but the revamp ain't.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Most motherfuckers don't even
know
that they remade it.
I definitely got the arcade version. I definitely got the arcade version.
Or even Shinobi. The first Shinobi on Sega, you couldn't lose.
He said the side
as soon as you lost on that
nigga.
Game, they sent you back to the beginning. That's, you want to talk a hard ass game? That was one of the hardest games to ever be fucking created. I remember I used to get to that fucking fifth level and then I lose, bro. I had to start all the way over again. Oh
Ninja Gaiden,
my god!
Ninja Gaiden probably the hardest fucking games ever played, bro.
You said which one?
Ninja Gaiden, in a sense, is you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
Ninja Gaiden.
I had a
Ninja Gaiden Black, nigga. What? That's like one of the hardest games, nigga. In multiple ways in one, nigga.
It's true.
That's like the most difficult game I ever played, though.
I'm just going to keep it real. When you see a white boy struggling trying to play that shit, you know it's real. That's
nah,
all I'm
nigga,
say
when
about
I say,
that.
When I say my nigga Art struggling trying to play that shit, I knew it was real. Because Art run through games in no time. This nigga buy games, beat them, and just let them collect dust. Like, this nigga was sitting on Oblivion for like 3 years, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I could have never got through. I'm going to be real. The Skyrim, bro, I never got through Skyrim because I always got so high, nigga. Smoke me a little bowl out the Gandalf, nigga, and I'll be like,
I could,
the music. The soundtrack is good. I'm going to sit right here in this town.
I couldn't figure
out. Man, that game made me so fucking mad. It was too much shit going on. Like my dumb ass, with the way that that game is set up, everything is intertwined, but it's like you don't know that. So if you fuck up one time, you literally fuck up the whole game, bro. Like, the whole game.
But in a sense, that's what's beautiful about it. That's why I kind of like, okay. I mean, don't get me wrong, Mass Effect didn't really go, you know, that distance with it.
I fucked with Mass
Effect. But that's why I like Mass Effect. I like, what's the shit that they did before all that? They did before Mass Effect and down KOTR, fucking, it was, J Empire, nigga, you know what I'm saying, when they had the damn little spin wheel and shit, you having conversations with niggas, you decide to kill this fool, you know what I'm saying, and the whole dynamic of the game would change, and I love that.
But see, that,
like,
it's like that on Skyrim, but it's not exactly. Like, I could accept it if it's like that, but on Skyrim, it'd be shit like, you do alchemy and you put the wrong shit in there that you might have fucking, you might need probably like 30 hours later into the game.
And
so you
can't find
that
motherfucking piece.
You ain't gonna be able to find it no more. That was your one time getting it. You ain't gonna get it no more. It's over for your ass. And I was like, man, fuck this game, dog. Like, stop playing this shit, man. Fuck this game.
Man, I don't care, dog. Skyrim and Oblivion was definitely dope. Had good time.
I liked Oblivion better, bro.
Oh, Oblivion. Oh, yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Or is this be real? Oh, damn. You know, I ain't going to go that far. I ain't going to go back to the beginning of Elder Scrolls. I'm not doing that today. We going to chill. I like games like that, though. You know what I'm saying? The consequences of your fucking actions is life, nigga. But I want it to be with the new gen. I want that shit to be more, you know, a bigger part,
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck all that.
Yeah,
Wars.
Right, nigga. I'll holler at y'all niggas when we're playing Division, nigga. Battlefront, nigga.
Star,
yeah, they're coming
back
out
Star
with that,
Wars,
too.
Battlefront, bro. That shit was so
yep.
And you want to know something crazy, bro? That game was so real. And see, what happened with me was I had one game, and they had that shit as the demo. But the demo allowed you to play online. Like, it was like one of them old-ass original, like, 360 demos. Like, you know, back when 360 first came out, they demos you could play online. Like, you could play against niggas online and shit. Man, nigga, I was on that bitch flexed out, nigga. I'm like, damn, this shit real as hell. Like, I don't even got to go buy the game, nigga.
Nigga,
you
end up getting
online.
A couple more. Nigga said he got a couple more kills and shit. Now he's flying around like the bounty hunter and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
Battlefront was straight though. Battlefront was straight.
I just want Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Thank you, because I'm playing Knights of the Old Republic 1 on my Android device as we speak. Which I love the fact that we got all that shit for the cell phones and the tablets now. I like going back to the old shit. Vintage is always good. You know what I'm saying? The old. We definitely need that. So I'm going to be real. Knights of the Old Republic 2 was, in a sense to me, in a way, it was kind of a letdown.
How so?
The ending was fucking bullshit. The mechanics was cool. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like a, it actually felt more like a fucking fight. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like the first one just played a little bit better. It was on a smaller scale. You feel me? There's only fucking 8 planets, nigga. It was like pretty much like 2-3 areas that you can go to. But you know. But anyways, are we still on? We are still motherfucking on. I'm gonna let this bitch breathe.
Let it breathe. Oh, can I make a sidebar real quick?
Oh, Lord.
Sidebar. Big shout out to my nigga, Chilla motherfucking Jones.
Jones.
For catching that goddamn body, nigga. That nigga caught a body. So, man, listen. He beat that nigga. I much respect to Jay Black, because Jay Black said exactly what the fuck I was thinking, bro. He was being funny, but he wasn't being funny. Like, Chilla Jones beat that nigga prep so bad that you kind of feel like Chilla Jones lost, bro. That's how bad he beat that nigga, bro. I swear, you go watch Chilla Jones versus prep. By the end of the battle, you're going to say Chilla Jones lost just because of how bad he beat that nigga, bro.
Well, like, I haven't seen it. I'm about to go watch this shit, then.
Yeah,
Chilla
go
Jones
watch
versus
it, yeah.
Prep. Y'all want to see a dead body? That's a damn dead body. That nigga Prep is a dead man. If I see that nigga on Smack, I swear I'm going to make niggas sign a petition. There ain't no way in fuck you lose that damn bad and he brings you back, bro. No, bro. The nigga got smoked. He got smoked, like, bad.
Is that the pack we were talking about? We're not talking about the Danny pack. We're talking about the J pack. Is that a J pack?
Listen, man. That shit is over, man. Like, that nigga, like, real talk, like, I feel like on a URL stage, especially on a stage like Redemption, where you got all the motherfuckers there, bro, you supposed to, even if you lose, you supposed to at least, like, if I'm going to lose, I want to lose like Calico, to where you still got a point, but just motherfuckers is just, like, whatever, you feel me? But this nigga got smoked, nigga, like, I can't even explain. You got to go watch that shit, bro. Like, I don't know nobody who watches that and says Prep won. If anybody says that Prep won, they need to get shot. Dead ass. If you watch that battle and you come and I bump into you or some shit like that, and you say, man, but yo, bro. So, but I mean, that nigga Prep was, I mean, he did. Like, yeah, no, bro. No, that nigga got fucking smoked, bro. He had like one, maybe two haymakers the whole battle. But other than that, it was all jabs, nigga. It was all back-to-back joints, bro. Wow.
Going back.
It was all charged up joints. Back-to-back was supposed to be his, like, haymaker. It was all charged up joints. His whole 3 rounds, bro. This nigga Chilla Jones was coming in that bitch like ether, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you. And his schemes is so fucking crazy.